The new Broadway musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, seems to be in the news constantly, though it doesn't officially open until next month. So in the midst of all that publicity, more than a dozen critics decided to review the show while it's still in previews, and many declared Spider-Man dead on arrival. Or maybe not. Reporter Jeff London looks at the long, strange phenomenon of the show.
Last November, before the first preview, there seemed to be a genuine curiosity about Spider-Man. Here was a show with a pop culture pedigree based on a phenomenally successful comic book and movie franchise. It was written and directed by Julie Taymor, whose stage version of The Lion King is one of the biggest Broadway hits ever. U2's Bono and the Edge wrote the score. Even the budget was spectacular. At $65 million, more than twice the sticker price of any previous Broadway show. It was like a wrapped Christmas present. What was it going to be? Was it going to be good? Certainly the Edge thought so, even if he had a hard time explaining what Spider-Man was.
It's been impossible to find a way to describe what this thing is, because it's not straight musical theater, it's not rock and roll, it's not opera, and it's not circus, but it is elements of all of those things. So we, in many ways, are kind of doing something that is highly ambitious and unprecedented.
But even if they couldn't pin it down, the songwriters were genuinely excited about seeing it come to life. During our interview, Bono sang one of his favorite tunes.
And you can rise above, swing through the skies above, and you can rise above yourself.
But once previews began, some of the actors would rise above the audience and just dangle because of technical glitches. And worse yet, some of them were injured in backstage and onstage mishaps. The saga of Spider-Man the musical took on comic book twists and turns. Audience members tweeted about it during performances. It showed up on Gawker and the Huffington Post, and it started to become the butt of jokes on late-night TV.
Finally, a tip of my hat to the new musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, which, due to all the recent injuries to actors, may soon change its name to Spider-Man, Notify Next of Kin.
Fox News' Glenn Beck came to the show's defense, saying he'd give a kidney to get tickets.
This is the best show I've ever seen. You've never seen anything like it. It was breathtaking.
When was the last time there was a show that the whole country knew about from watching talk shows?
Jesse Green wrote a profile of Julie Taymor in Spider-Man for New York Magazine.
Maybe the 1950s? Maybe Rodgers and Hammerstein? It's really, perhaps, strangely, good for the theater.
But is it? Much of the conversation has been negative, and most of it is centered on writer-director Julie Taymor, who told 60 Minutes' Leslie Stahl,
I love it when people say, what a horrible, lousy idea. I think that's great. I hate the comfort zone, let's put it that way.
The rap on Taymor is that she's a spendthrift whose artistic ambitions are out of control. Jesse Green says he was struck when he spoke with her by how little commercial considerations concerned her.
She spoke about combining her interest in Greek myth and world theater and puppetry and comic books and all of these things, which were very high-minded, and I have to admit, although they were very interesting, one wondered how they could ever possibly come together in something as tawdry and lowdown as a Broadway show.
You can fly too high and get too close to the sun. See how the boy falls from the sky.
And while Taymor tinkered and the New York State Department of Labor ran safety inspections, the critics silently sat on the sidelines, waiting for a constantly delayed opening night. Finally, they said enough. Jeremy Gerard is theater critic for Bloomberg News.
Julie Taymor was talking about how she was going to create this great American myth about Spider-Man as this iconic figure, a real American kind of superhero. And what we got was gibberish.
Most of the other critics agreed. Ben Brantley in the New York Times was particularly harsh. He referred to the show's sheer ineptitude, but he says ultimately,
I think that if anything kills Spider-Man, it'll be word of mouth.
But the evening after his review and all the others came out, word of mouth was, if not stellar, pretty good. Karen Sass from Yonkers, New York, brought her two boys to see the show.
We had one little glitch at the end, but my kids enjoyed it. I would highly recommend it. They need to cut about 15 minutes out of the second act, and it's perfect.
What did you like best about it?
Oh, the flying sequences were just amazing.
So, despite all the brouhaha, Spider-Man may well fly for a while. Or it may be the biggest bomb in the history of the Broadway musical. Regardless, New York Magazine's Jesse Green thinks a little perspective is in order.
The future of America is not at stake. It's not a terrorist hive. It's just a show.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.